Will you please take the word of God with me? Turn to Psalm 91. Psalm 91 this evening. I plan just to bring just a short message to you all this evening from this wonderful psalm, Psalm 91. Let's read the entire psalm together. Psalm 91 means, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." And may the Lord bless the reading of His word. This is a beautiful psalm, an amazing psalm. I want to draw your attention to verses 1 and verses 2, where the word of God says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, would you please mark this at the beginning of verse number 1, where the Bible says, "In the secret place." In the secret place. Will God tell just for a few moments, a few brief moments this evening, I want to speak on, have you found the secret place? Have you found the secret place? Many Bible teachers attribute this psalm to Moses, because Moses, it was clear that Moses wrote Psalm number 90. And Psalm 91, we believe that Moses is the author of the psalm. And in the psalm, we find a very interesting word, a very interesting phrase, the secret place. Today, anytime we refer to something being secret, we say this is secret because we do not want people to know about it. But not here with God. God doesn't refer to the presence of God as a secret place because He wants, because He doesn't want people to know about it, because He wants it to be a secret. But it is referred to as the secret place because very few people find it. You see, one of the most amazing things about the Christian life is that the Creator God, the one who created everything that we see, the all-powerful, the all-knowing God, invites us to come into His very presence. That we can come to commune with Him. So that we can speak with Him and that He can speak with us. And here we find that He invites us into the secret place. You know, this theme is found all throughout the scripture. Jesus speaks of this. He speaks of when we do our alms, not to do it in front of men. He speaks of when we pray to go into our closets and pray in secret, in that secret place. And he that seeth in secret will reward thee openly. He says the same thing about fasting. When we fast in secret. And God rewards us openly. There is a secret place that God desires for us to dwell in. And notice the Bible doesn't say he that passes through the secret place. The Bible says he that dwelleth in the secret place. Because the secret place is not just a place that we are to come and to visit, but rather the secret place is a place of habitation. It is a place that God wants us to dwell in. He that dwelleth in the secret place. And this secret place is offered unto us all. To anyone who would know Christ as their Savior, they can come into the secret place. And they can come and commune with God. You see, it doesn't matter the stage of life. It doesn't matter the circumstances of life. Could it be that Moses wrote this psalm and he was inspired as the pestilence came? Could it be as the trials came and as the battles raged, he spoke of the secret place? And it is amazing today that this secret place is offered unto us. Just want to give you a few thoughts about the secret place that we find in this passage. Number one, the secret place is where we meet with God. The secret place is where we meet with God. This great invitation that we have. You know, one of the most amazing things is that in the Old Testament, in the temple, the high priest would go in once a year, the Day of Atonement, and would provide a sacrifice for the people, for the sins of the people. But the moment the Savior died, the Bible tells us that the veil that rent the holiest of holies from all the other places, it was rent in two. So that now we can freely come into the very near presence of God. And when we think about what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us when he died on the cross, he paved the way so that we can come right into the very near presence of the King. When God invites us, he does not just invite us into the to come to the palace, but he invites us to come into the very near presence of the King. We have access. Tonight, he offers us this great invitation that we can come and we can dwell in the secret place. Also, when we truly are dwelling in the secret place, in the very near presence of God, we are not living fearful lives. Notice with me in verse number 5, the Bible says this, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." So many of God's people are living fearful lives. They are fearful for the pestilence that is around. They are fearful for all the destruction. They are fearful for the arrows that are flying by day. They are fearful for because of the circumstances that they find themselves in. But when we truly get into that secret place, where we meet with God, where we get into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, all secondary fears and all secondary things seem to crowd out when you get a proper view of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we behold his beauty and when we commune with him, he says, "Thou shalt not be afraid." I ask you tonight, are you afraid? Are you living in fear? Are you living in doubt? The answer is this. Come into the secret place. You see, the secret place is not just a few moments in the morning when you pray and when you read your Bible. It may start there. But the secret place, we are to commune there all day long. All day we can live in the very presence of God. At this moment, as I'm speaking to you, I can be in the secret place. This moment, as you would be listening, you can be in the secret place. Because the secret place is that place where we meet with God. You know, we often enjoy our public lives better than the private life in the secret place. Because in the public life, it is easy to put on a front. It is easy to seem one way when the truth is we are not that way. And we often like that better than the secret place. Because the truth of the matter is, when we are in the secret place, when we are in the presence of God, we can't hide it. God knows us. One of the most amazing things is that when we truly get into the secret place, God begins to reveal the secrets of our hearts. And we love to quote in Psalm 91 verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." We love to say, "I am under the shadow of the Almighty." But any time that there is a shadow, there is light. And you see, every time we come into the secret place, God begins to reveal the secrets of our hearts. Go with me to Psalm 90, just one psalm back. Psalm number 90, verse 8, the Bible says this, "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." And the truth of the matter is, when we truly get into the presence of God, God begins to reveal everything inside of us that is not like the Lord Jesus Christ. And he begins to tell us, the Spirit of God begins to speak to us, "You need to get this right. You need to confess this, and you need to forsake this." And when we get into the secret place, he reveals the secrets of our hearts. And not only does he reveal the secrets of our hearts, but when we get into the secret place, he begins to reveal the secrets of his heart. He begins to reveal his plans, and he begins to reveal his purposes for our lives. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, the Word of God says this, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You see, when we get into that presence, when we get into the secret place, and when we begin to commune with God, and we call out to God, God says, "I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." God promises in his Word to reveal himself to us. And that's why it's so important for us to dwell in that secret place. That's why it's so important for us to hear his voice. A few moments ago, we read from Psalm 29, one of my favorite psalms. And in that psalm, we find a constant theme. It says, "The voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord." Today we hear many voices. Everyone has an opinion. But the voice that we truly need to hear is the voice of the Lord. And the way that we hear the voice of the Lord is in the secret place. Is in the presence of God. Because when the moment we begin to hear God's voice, all other voices crowd out. Because there's no room for other voices. Once we get into that secret place. The secret place is the place where we commune with God. The secret place is the place where we realize that fear has no place. "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." Despite whatever it is, when we find ourselves in the secret place, we find that there is no need to fear. Also, in verse number 1, the Bible says this, "And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall," and when you circle that word, "abide." Abide, that word abide literally means to pass through the night. To pass through the night. Some of you tonight are going through a night season. Going through trials and going through difficulties. Going through storms, going through a night season. The Bible says that when we dwell in the secret place of God, when we live consciously by day in the presence of God, He is going to help us pass through the night. Pass through the night season. Pass through the storm. Pass through the trial. And the way that we pass through the night, the way that we pass through the trial, the way that we pass through the difficulties that we find ourselves in, is in the secret place. In the very presence of God. A German doctor during a pandemic was treating people. The pandemic got so bad that people went up to this doctor and said, "What should we do? What's the remedy?" And he said, "The only remedy that I have for you is Psalm 91. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High." Because when you are living in the secret place, he says, you should, the Word of God tells us, thou shalt not be afraid. It says here in the Word of God, in verse number 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. And by the way, God is a personal God. Notice with me in verse number 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He is a personal God who has taken personal interest in us. Therefore, we can trust Him. And the only way that we can trust Him is if He is our God. Is He your God tonight? And if He is your God, He is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is that one that you can run into and hide and be safe in the time of storm. It is all in the secret place. The secret place is the place that we go to commune with God. The secret place is the place we go and we cease from fear. I also want to show you here this evening that the secret place is not only a place that we find supply, but that we find safety. We are safe in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are safe in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no safer place to be than in the very presence of God, our King. Notice with me in verse number 15. One of the most amazing things that I've ever seen in the Word of God. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and notice this, and honor him. Think of that with the Lord honoring us, sinful, wretched people as we are. The Lord honoring us. That is an amazing thing. And in verse number 9, it says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That place of refuge, that place of hope, that place of dwelling. Tonight, the message is very simple, that we are to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. What is the answer for all that we're dealing with today? Just get into the secret place. Get into the presence of God. Satan will do everything he can to make sure that we're busy. There are certain places that he can't get us to. There are certain things that he can't get for us to do. But can I submit to you? If he can get us too busy to get into the secret place, if he can make us too preoccupied with even good things, with weights and sins that so easily besets us, can I submit to you that he has won the battle if that's the case? Because the most important thing that we can do is to dwell in the secret place. To dwell in the very presence of God. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, told a few of his disciples to stay up and to watch the prayer. After Jesus Christ was finished praying, he found them sleeping. And he says, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And notice Jesus said, could you not watch this with me? Could you not just be with me? Can I say to you that that's what God wants for us? He just wants for us to be with him in the secret place. Psalm 16, verse 11. The word of God says, thou wilt show me the path of life. And he says this. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. True joy comes from the presence of Jesus Christ. True peace and true joy and satisfaction comes from dwelling in that secret place with God. He said that at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And may God help us with these things, to truly be those who dwell in his presence. Every day, consciously, I am living in the presence of Jesus Christ. Therefore, if I'm living in the presence of Jesus Christ, there are certain things that I'm not going to sin. There are certain things that I'm not going to do. Certain places I'm not going to go. And certain things that I will do. Why? Because I am consciously living in the presence of the Savior. In the secret place. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. The Savior says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Can I submit to you that I believe with all my heart tonight Jesus is knocking? And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Then just hear my voice and open the door. Do you hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, bidding us to come into his very near presence, bidding us to come into the secret place? For the invitation is open for us to live. The word of God says to dwell, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And the secret place is of God. The Bible says the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Tonight, may we open the door. May we allow the Savior to come in. Perhaps here tonight, and maybe you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. The secret place is available to you. The forgiveness of sins is available to you. The sweet communion that you can have with God is available to you if you would simply repent of your sins and call upon Jesus Christ for salvation. He says, to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Salvation is available for all who simply call upon him. So may God help us to be those that truly dwell in the secret place. The very near presence. Very near presence of the King. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we are very grateful that you have given us this wonderful invitation to come and to dwell in your presence, the presence of the King. We're thankful that the secret place is open for us, for all of us tonight. Forgive us, Father, for when we have neglected this. For a great price has been paid so that we can come near. You can speak. I pray, Father, for each and every person who is listening, that you help them and you help myself. For those who are carrying burdens, for those who are facing affliction, we are thankful that you will help them pass the night, and that we can simply just trust in you. That there is no need to fear, there is no need to doubt. We are in your secret. I pray that you continue to use us for your honor and glory. We pray, Father, that you would even send your Spirit in a powerful and mighty way upon us. Oh God, bend us.
Revive us.
And lead us to thee. Continue to use your word even as we will depart. And we'll be careful only to honor you, to give you the praise and the glory that's due unto your name. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen.